get into it. It's hour number three. No hands required. I can do this all by just telling you how it is. Thank God. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, February 10th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the Spartan faithful in East Lansing hoping to hear today if Luke Fickell is the next head coach of the football team. Fickell has been considered the front runner and was interviewed Sunday. Number two, the weekend snow touched just about everybody statewide. With the white stuff piling up, the winter is going to from mild to moderate. If it continues, it could get on its way toward an extreme winter. Let's see if the next storm hits as predicted. And number one, sorting out last week and moving forward. Of course, the end of the impeachment. Despite votes by Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters to convict and remove the president, that didn't happen, of course. And now everybody's moving forward. In fact, Joe Biden now endorsed by the Michigan Democratic Party Black Caucus. Yes, Joe Biden has won the endorsement of the Michigan Democratic Party Black Caucus, but will it make any difference? Tomorrow is the New Hampshire primary. Polling shows Joe Biden running fourth. The next stop is South Carolina. It's supposed to be his firewall, the place that he's supposed to do well. He's still doing well among black voters, but will it be enough? Biden's campaign announced the endorsement from the Michigan coalition Sunday, 2 days before the New Hampshire primary. We have seen Donald Trump wreak havoc in our communities, create division, and inflame hate for 3 years, said Keith Williams, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party Black Caucus. The stakes in this election could not be higher. This is not the time for experimentation. This is the time for steady leadership from the White House. Biden finished behind former mayor of South Bend, Pete Buttigieg, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren in Iowa's Monday caucuses. Even a recount didn't help Joe Biden. Campaigns of Biden and Buttigieg have been ramming heads over experience in recent days. The Michigan Democratic Black Caucus previously endorsed California Senator Kamala Harris back in July, but of course she dropped out of the race. Biden and New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg held the best chances among the leading Democratic presidential hopefuls of defeating Donald Trump in Michigan, according to a January survey of Michigan voters by Glenn Gariff Group, provided to the Detroit News. So the Michigan primary coming up on March the 10th, 1 month from today. The Michigan primary is March 10th, a month from today. We'll see who comes out on top. By then, man, it could be a lot going on. Haley Stevens endorsing Mike Bloomberg, by the way. Haley Stevens, one of those far-left freshman members of Congress, representing Michigan, one of those supporting the big push for impeachment as well. All right, well, Detroit Metro Airport, if you didn't know it, is one of the airports now that accepts flights from China. The Department of Homeland Security saying Detroit Metro, one of just 11 airports around the country to receive flights from China amid the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Yeah, the department began enforcing restrictions for all passenger flights to the U.S. carrying individuals who have recently traveled from China. Under the new rules, U.S. citizens who have been in China within the last 14 days will be rerouted to one of the 11 designated airports where they will undergo enhanced health screening procedures. Those returning from Hubei province could be subjected to 14 days of mandatory quarantine. Mandatory quarantine, so that could be, you know. Can you imagine how difficult that would be? Yeah, I'm not coming in today, boss. I'm quarantined. For how long? 14 days. I don't think the boss would be too pleased about any of that. What do you think? Just a thought. Anyhow, I want to get to a couple of things here that we didn't get to in the first 2 hours. Because it's important. And as the Michigan primary is a month away, New Hampshire's tomorrow, I want to give you some more insight. And on Twitter right now, you can go vote. Who do you prefer for president? President Trump, Bernie Sanders, Mayor Pete, or somebody else? Go to @SteveGruberShow. It's my Twitter handle. Make sure you follow and like. Do the same thing at Facebook for the Steve Gruber Show. Make sure you do that. Trying to build this social media thing bigger and badder than ever. So MSNBC sent news crews to South Bend, Indiana. You know, Mayor Pete ended his tutelage at the end of December, and there's a new mayor in South Bend now. But MSNBC sent crews to South Bend to talk with black voters to find out what they think of the guy running for president, the guy that was their mayor, right? the guy that was their mayor, they want to know about. It's bite number 9, MSNBC talking to black voters in South Bend about Mayor Pete. Bite 9, go.
Mayor Pete, to his credit, some would say, has always been open with what he doesn't know. What does Mayor Pete still need to learn about the black community and being black in America, period?
A lot.
A lot. Such as what?
I think he just needs to understand that, you know, you can't just give African Americans lip service. We want to see real, tangible change. The only thing that matters to us really is money in our hand. You know, we need to see that resources are flowing into our communities, and that's just what he doesn't really understand. I think he works off of a spreadsheet, but he doesn't really understand the impact of his decisions and of his policies. Because he doesn't have that real connection.
Mayor Pete is still among a pretty large field of Democrats vying for the presidency. Do you all have favored candidates or candidates that you're looking at and you like?
Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders?
I'm just going to keep mine to myself.
That means it's not Pete Buttigieg.
I'm not here to endorse anybody right now.
Yeah, Mayor Pete not getting a lot of love from the black voters of South Bend, that's for sure. And what about Van Jones? He says Mayor Pete has no idea what it takes to connect to black voters in America. He also says Mayor Pete is running out of time to figure it out because he will fade in this whole process if he doesn't get it done. It's bite number 11 with Van Jones. Bite 11, go.
You get to the social justice and racial justice issues, and he just starts sliding off the pavement again. He has got to figure this thing out. He's got one more state where he can get these answers kind of wrong and botched on race, and then he's going to be in real trouble.
Why was it wrong and botched?
He just doesn't have the feel of it, man. When he asked a tough question, why the heck are they putting more black people in jail the minute you walk into office? And he sounds like Scooby-Doo. Arr, 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 arr. That is not going to work. You've got to be able to answer that question in a way, say, listen, I did that because I was scared of black kids killing each other. I was doing the best that I could. Just come out with it, man. He cannot deal with those questions.
You got to get the questions right or you're going to be in big trouble, especially in South Carolina. By the way, with Bernie and Buttigieg, Mayor Pete, leading in the polling, I think it's important to share a little something from Bernie Sanders. Again, only a month away from the Michigan primary. But Bernie Sanders says if you're not an abortion supporter, if you're not pro-choice, you're not really welcome in the Democrat Party at all. Bite 10. Go. Bite 10.
Then is there such a thing as a pro-life Democrat in your vision of the party?
I think being pro-choice is an absolutely essential part of being a Democrat. If you're asking me, and I think I may be wrong on this, I think in the Senate, probably 95% of the Democrats are pro-choice. You have a few who are not. In the House, maybe even a higher percentage. So that's kind of what my view is. I think by this time in history, I think when we talk about what a Democrat is, I think being pro-choice is essentially an essential part of that.
Pro-life? Need not apply. Thank you, Bernie, for that. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. It's the Steve Greer Show back after this.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.